Soggy. I love it.
It is soggy.
Because the council are spending the last of the year's money.
Yes, very
quickly.
And they're
doing very unnecessary tasks. There's a lot. The smell of weed's been surpassed by the smell of tarmac.
Yeah.
They're just laying stuff. Potholes are getting attended to.
Constant.
I love
work.
They put up the pedestrian fencing.
Yeah.
They try and corral people to cross roads at certain points.
But in Dundee, they don't like it.
Junkies will clamber over a fence rather than walk a foot.
Just up here by Tesco's.
Yeah.
They made a little walkway to go around when they were putting a new sign up.
Right, okay.
And people knocked it down and walked through the new tar rather than just follow the...
Wild. And you know down from here, where next to the Maltese, kind of crossing the Scrimshaw teeth, there's a big thing to stop junkies from crossing all the way down. They clamber over all the time. Because there used to be, you would come down a set of stairs and blindly run out onto the road.
That's right.
And they thought, here's one I should say. Maybe we should encourage this to happen, to trim the herd.
Around the world, they have crash barriers.
Yeah.
Everywhere in Dundee, the most worrying thing is dash barriers, because people just run into the road here. Oh, for God's sake, it's my vitamin drink.
It's making my ears itch.
Stop making such a fucking drama. Stop it. It's a good drink. It contains...
Sunny D. That's Sunny D.
Dragon fruit.
That is Sunny... There's no dragon fruit. There's no sun.
Yuzu.
There's no dragon fruit in that. Have you seen a dragon fruit?
Zinc. Yeah, it's that colour.
Well, it's a dragon fruit is very attractive, but just tastes like shit. They're just flavourless.
But
you need to taste an elephant apple. If you really want to go exotic, try
an elephant apple.
An elephant apple.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Another Folk in Scotland.
Oh, God. It's no getting used to that.
The weather's terrible. We went from blizzards to quite warm to torrential rain
Yesterday was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
I could feel a basque, because I'm... What's that dinosaur that had the big ridge for like a solar panel?
Oh, yeah, I know the one.
A Diplohocaluridon.
No.
The cheeks of my arse work similar fashion. So I like to lie
Do
on
you
the
moist...
Splay it, and I let the sun get right in there. Because there's normally in the wintertime, there's a family of mice hibernating.
There's a whole scene for, like, anal sunning.
A scene?
Yeah, there's loads of people get together
in Pebble Mill,
and they lift their legs up, and they just get the sun into their anus.
That's not as good as the guys who are reclaiming their foreskins.
You know
that documentary is wonderful.
It's one thing you go, because your skin there can actually grow.
Yeah.
If you stretch it, it grows, and you go they're one in the back, whatever. The problem is
it's a sex thing as well.
There's a club, and they're all standing around pulling each other's strings. Mm-hmm. You know the string I hold on to the toilet, but they attach it to their cocks.
Well, it's a thing that hooks around their ankle, so every time they walk, it just tugs on their cock.
Well, no, it does though. They do have a thing that pulls it down.
It's like you know the still suit when you walk.
It attaches to your cock.
There used to be a guy. He would drink in certain pubs in Dundee, and I saw him quite a lot in the DCA back in the day. And I think he was one of these guys that had the...
Injecting. I think I know who you mean.
He had a giant cock thing.
No, but it was round.
It was round.
It looked like he was smuggling a football.
It wasn't like a colostomy bag or something.
No, it was...
You know the guy, I mean?
Move.
He had specs.
Yeah, I think I know who you mean.
Yeah.
Because everyone spotted him.
He looked like a bank manager, and he'd perch himself up on the bar and just this, fuck's sake.
Yeah,
injected. Have you ever seen like a baby armadillo?
Yeah.
It
looked worse.
Because it forms...
It has to be semi-transparent.
Well, you know the Japanese will put their melons into a square?
Yeah.
That's what you... Oh, fuck.
Oh, it was terrible.
I just said baby armadillo there, and that was a point. I got annoyed this morning, because people on the internet won't... A young cow is a calf.
It's a baby cow.
It's not a baby cow.
It's a baby cow.
It's just everyone's baby
thing. It's called
thing.
Daisy.
It's not, you know, it's not a pigeon squab.
Yeah.
It's a baby pigeon. Why do they say these things? It's like people that go, I've got a sore tummy.
I don't think I said a sore tummy.
But if we all become just infantized.
No, I think the when you say baby animals, it's just a connection.
It's awful.
To that animal. I don't think it is. I think that's someone just connecting with the animal.
But you can it's connect with a, it's like giving wild animals names.
No, you don't do that.
People do.
But
people do. See if you've got that crow that hates you and it's waiting for you to die.
It's there every
morning.
It's because
of the smell of death.
Yeah.
You know, on battlefields in the medieval times, when the smoke cleared, there would be the old hags would go down to pull out the teeth and get the gold, and then there'd be the crows.
Right.
That is a crow just waiting. It's the same. It's just waiting to peck at your corpse.
Here's the thing, though. You're saying this, but I've thought about this crow. He's there every day without fail.
Uh-huh.
Snowing the other day, he was there.
Yeah.
Beautiful animal. And it's just, he has no concept that we're living this restricted, domesticated life. Because he is purely wild.
Well, imagine every morning.
Isn't that great?
Like, we, folk try and kid on the world's tough. It's really not.
Not for us.
Not
the
for us. As we've spoken about before, you and I have never genuinely been hungry in my life.
No, but not as hungry as you usually are.
But we've never. Ken, people know. Go, oh, I'll go at the work. Oh, I'm starving. And all my colleagues go, fuck's sake. Give them something to eat. But that starving is just slight peckishness.
You're peckish.
But to be genuinely hungry.
And that's starving.
What, if you ever watch documentaries about China, when Chinese people eat, they fucking they're gluttons. Mm-hmm. They remember starvation, true starvation.
Yeah, awful.
When you had to eat, you were faced with maybe eating your children. That's imagine.
I've seen the children in Dundee. I'm not touching them.
No,
you'd get a smoker's cough.
I did a
cough.
Good deed yesterday. There was a seagull walking about, herring gull, nice beast.
Okay,
broken wing.
Ah, you just kill it.
Well, no, because there's bird flu kicking about, I don't want to put my hands on it. But I've done it before. I didn't want to kill it in front of my colleagues, so I put it in a box. I shuffled it into a box and fed it a bit of bread, and it was hungry as fuck. But the life had gone out a bit. It wasn't biting me much. But I phoned RSPCA, but they phoned me at 7:30. No, I finished work at fucking 5:00.
Yeah.
So it's maybe in the box, it's maybe not. Somebody would have just squashed it in the box. It's horrible. Oh, but things like I see, like, you know what I do in the rain? I save worms. When I'm coming down and I see worms on the pavement that are lost. We're all lost. All of us are lost a little bit.
And pavement shouldn't be there. It should be mud.
We're all just worms on the tarmac. I pick them up and put them in a grassy bit. Get under a tree where there's about
I feel guilty walking out the house at night and going crunch on a snail. I hate that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Just move them to the side.
Have you seen those guys in India who have the brush and they just walk about? They're naked because wearing any clothes is injured an animal.
Okay. Oh, and they wear masks so they don't breathe in bugs.
And they just walk with a brush and sweep them. Have you seen the guy just put his arm up for 50 years?
Yeah, but it looks like a twiglet now.
It's awful.
It looks terrible.
So that seagull, hopefully. But the guy phoned me, he's very nice. He says, God, we're so busy just now.
There's nothing we can do.
I says, I can understand. I says, I assume you just get euthanized. He says, yeah, when we get there. Because people think, oh, it's a baby gull.
And they'll take it and they'll fix its wing. And it'll come back every year with its children.
Like it's deer. If a deer breaks its leg, there's fuck all you can do to it. There was a seagull a few years ago and it was caught up in the pigeon proofing.
Yeah.
And it just throttled and it was just lying there.
Yeah.
It just lay there till it was getting rot. I worked with a woman, and have I said this before? This was in a job in Spar when I was a kid at school.
Okay, interesting.
And I walked into the tea room. Uh-huh. I used to smash all the biscuits. My granddad used to complain. He says, I bought biscuits from that Spar, the Abernethys, and they're just like shrapnel. What happened? Who packed them? I'm like that. Oh, it was me. That was quite an eye-opener working. I walked in and she's in the staff room and she's got like Women's Weekly and it's open.
Okay.
And she's like that. We have scissors taking the staples out. I'm like, what are you doing? She says, the staples were going through that little puppy. Says, it's no good hurt it. And then she saw another picture and it was for it's for some animal charity. And it was a plate with a kitten on it. And it was a kind of setup. And she thought, oh God, somebody's got that cat. I says, no, it's... They don't set a live cat down and just have a knife and fork and eat it. But she really thought that cat was... She thought if she didn't phone the charity, they were going to eat the cat.
Well, I've done it in a very different way. Well, similar. Mm. In the company of some ladies, I'll say... Now, I don't have children. But if I said... If
just
I had,
as, by, just by as well, government decree. Yeah,
if I had a kid, I'd beat it.
You'd have to.
I'd say, you little fucking bastard. Yeah. And I'd backhand it every day.
Just for nothing.
And people get offended.
Do they?
And I went, no child exists. Nothing exists.
My dad.
And they went, that's not funny. And I went, it's my kid to do what I want. Kick. And they're, one woman shouted at me, don't do that. There's no kid.
Two things my dad did.
It's made up.
Looking back, I think I might have to contact Esther Ranson. Is it too late for the abuse?
No, keep going.
Because my dad, when I was reading my three investigators' books.
They're looking for people
books,
like you.
Kenny used to break the spines of my books.
Yeah.
And he'd also, he'd get a steel bar and a sock and he'd hit you in the back of the head. Quite hard.
Explains everything.
And he'd say, what was that for? He says, nothing. Wait till you do something.
Oh, God,
he's
yeah.
a cruel man.
Well, no, that's efficient.
You know what he was up to?
What?
He started making, he's got his man shed.
Yeah.
And he started making walking sticks. He's always made
brilliant,
walking sticks.
Brilliant.
Now, I'm not sure if this is a sex thing.
Oh.
But he was out in the woods.
Oh, no.
Bird watching.
Oh, bird watching.
Bird watching.
Okay. I know what you mean. Yeah.
But he had his blackthorn stick he's awfully proud of.
All right.
And a man came up to him and admired his stick.
Oh,
to buy it.
That's made his life.
Isn't
that wonderful?
And the guy said he deals with a guy in Ireland. So black kind of shillelaghs.
Mm-hmm.
Blackthorn's a traditional Irish walking stick. And the guy says, I love a stick. And he says, I buy from a guy in Ireland. And he said to my dad, yours is far better quality.
Oh, my God.
I think my dad's he's 100 feet tall.
Can't
he's
sleep.
Big and flayed. He'd
can't sleep.
Can't sleep.
Time.
Waking up in the middle of the night.
But that's wonderful.
Isn't it good?
That's good.
Craftsmanship.
It's like when people tell us this show isn't as bad as they thought it was. Oh, well, that's lovely.
Is there people that discover us now?
Yeah.
How do they come to us?
I don't know, because this is something we've discussed.
What's the siren call?
We don't advertise.
Nothing.
And you came in one day and you went, we don't advertise. Nobody knows we're there. We need to do something about it. And I went, what? And you went, nothing. I don't like advertising.
No.
And that was the conversation.
What we've always
said. You came
said,
in complaining about something you didn't want to do.
What we always say is we need a bump.
We need
because we've always said, because we've got a charter. We've got a doctrine for this, haven't we? Written in blood.
Yes.
And we'd said we don't cross-pollinate. Because
we're no wanking anyone.
They all
off.
Wank each other off.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
So we don't do that. Much to our detriment.
I saw that's fucking the diddler, Chris D'Elia.
Is he back?
He's doing
he's a
show.
Comedian with a beard.
And he likes them young.
He's mates with it. Is he out of jail now?
He didn't get any conviction, but a lot of women were saying he was
okay.
Not good. Not a nice guy. But he's doing a set. And he's talking seriously. And someone in the crowd goes, ha ha. And he goes, do you think that's fucking funny? And he got mad that someone was laughing at him. Yeah. Which that was a great line. He should have went with it and went, oh God, you know, that's what I deserve. But no, he got really mad and attacked the guy. And then told the guy, if you don't like it, just fucking leave.
Does he smoke a cigar?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Doesn't he? In the downtime.
They all smoke cigars.
Did you hear about a... fucking what's his name? That old washed up piece of shit. King Club Random.
Oh, fuck. Club Random is...
He's so...
Oh.
But it's funny how... But he thought he was right on at one point.
He's so...
And he doesn't realise he's become so...
old.
Obnoxious.
He's a horrible...
Why is he so bitter? He's a very wealthy man. What's wrong with
him? He goes to sex clubs.
Does he?
A lot of people have seen him at sex clubs. That's the only thing about sex clubs.
He's at it.
Yeah.
If I showed up at a sex club and you were there, I'd be like,
no,
can I get my money
no,
back?
You missed the point. If you went to a sex club, it's already ruined.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? If you sign up.
Yeah.
It's like not I fucking used to eyes wide shut.
It's like I used to work with a guy and I'd been saying that Robbie Williams was shite.
Yeah.
He's an older guy. And he said to me, I'm going to see him in Nebworth. And I said, the fact you're going to see just makes my argument.
Yeah.
If you're a fan of him, he's shite.
This is a long time ago. This is when Robbie Williams was at his sort of peak.
God, he's awful. Why did he peak? Because everything he did was shit.
It was.
No, but honestly.
But here's what happened. I'm at my friend's
house. He didn't write that shit.
Right? And we're all sitting around.
Oh.
We'd go like skiing, snowboarding the next day or whatever. So we're there at night and we're all having a cider watching Aliens or something. The usual shit.
Uh-huh.
Boys do. And they went, oh, put some music on. And they'd both been discussing that I would usually choose the music. And they went, don't you choose it, because you think you know what good music is. And they went, put that on, and it was Robbie Williams' album. And I went, is this happening? Is this a joke? And they put it on. I went, why are you putting that on? Hey, he does some good stuff. But I could see the disgust it behind my back, and went, let's make sure we get Robbie Williams on. I went, right. But then I'd done something that they didn't expect. I went, sorry, girls, I didn't realise. Do you get a poster with this to put in your bedroom? I'm going out for something to drink. Does anyone need a tampon?
But I remember,
and they were dead offended.
They thought he was cool. Everyone at funerals, that music was always played.
But this was men in their 30s.
It's bad. He was terrible.
This was about 2000.
Now, it was awful at the time. It's dated to a level that's unbelievable. So it's like Oasis. Why would you listen to Oasis now?
Oasis was just like from the 60s and the 90s. Yeah. I didn't want to hear that.
No, it sounds like Slade.
I wanted the Prodigy when they were coming. Yeah. It was great.
But Robbie Williams, he had the main.
Ronnie Size.
Yeah. Oh, he had the guy he co-wrote with, but the guy and him fell out, and he's never had a hit since. Remember, he did like a rap album.
Oh my God!
And now he's advertising Felix cat food. That's what he does.
It's terrible. If our international listeners, I just said Ronnie Size there. If you don't know who that is, go and look up Ronnie Size. Okay. Represent all the drum and bass and all the jungle.
What was
stuff.
Your thoughts on that album Goldie did?
Great.
Wild, isn't it?
Great.
I used to listen to that quite a bit.
Great.
It was good.
Love
it. Mm-hmm. He's an engaging character.
He's engaging. He's an interesting guy.
He's a rough diamond.
He was all the Bristol scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. I liked him. Wonderful.
No, Robbie Williams was pathetic. I think he was on some late show in America.
Right.
And he was just booked to sing. Mm-hmm. He never cracked America. He desperately did. But he's like Norman Wisdom.
He's got that energy, yeah.
His dad was a Blackpool entertainer, and he's the same.
He's a red coat, yeah.
Yeah, he's a red coat, exactly. Small legs. He thought he was going to be James Bond at one point.
Believed it,
genuinely. Anyway, he's on this late show, and he's there to perform, but they're not going to interview him. But he kind of tries to sneak onto the set, and he's just so pathetic. Oh, Jesus.
He's just awful.
Ken Howe, whatever you say about American performers, to get to, not now because it's all SoundCloud rappers, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But the old fame system, they were fucking drilled. Beyonce was like,
I don't believe Beyonce's anything but a robot.
Yeah.
I think she just goes beep bop, yeah, beep bop.
She switches off.
Beep bop, beep bop.
She never gives an opinion. Appears her husband's a beast as well.
Very good.
But they're drilled and they're professional. Yeah. And and then we have Cheryl Tweedy.
Oh.
And you saw, and she knows she's shit.
The thing
Beyonce,
is, right,
whatever you say, Beyonce knows she's good because she's good. Whatever you think of her music, she's fucking good.
I've always said about Cheryl Tweedy or whatever her name
she's
is.
She's gone, she's done.
She always looked like, no matter, beautiful girl, she can sing, she can dance.
No, she can't. Sadly, she can't.
She can do
it. Sing.
I'm going to give her that. I'm going to say she can do it.
She's inadequate.
Yes.
Performer.
Right, I'm going to, okay, I'll give you that.
If you're at the Bay Horse and she came on for
you'd
the karaoke.
You'd go, she's good.
Yeah, she's good.
Yeah, she's good. You'd go, she's good. Yeah, but I'll give her that. I'll say she's got what you could put on stage in that. But no matter where she was, there was this sense of going, what the fuck am I doing here? She was out of depth on everything
nervous.
She'd done.
That's what I'm trying to say.
She just knew
she was inadequate because she was shit.
But
she sang live on Saturday night, she bummed notes, she's terrible. She had a baby with a guy who's like an imbecile.
Yes, he's a genuine idiot.
He's genuine to the level of...
Not like there's something wrong with him. He's just an idiot.
He's just an absolute...
An old-fashioned idiot.
Mm-hmm. Cocaine is not good for him. The brain cells he has to keep... They have to be treated like Fabergé eggs.
Yeah,
but he is squandering those fuckers.
Yeah, you can't.
And
do
he's
that.
Only 10 of them left.
Oh, he's not good.
And he's had the fucking
the
buckle fat.
Removed.
He's on the Ozempic. It's just...
He weighs about 4 stone.
He's washed up.
It's very strange.
The Zayn Malik one, I thought, was the one who was going to die first. Because he liked the opioids.
I think what happened with him is that when you've got this sort of disposable income, you go, I'm going to get as many tattoos as I can. Yeah. And there was a point where I was making okay money. And I went through the same thing. This is why I couldn't get famous.
Jesus.
Because I'll get the money and I'll just tattoo myself. I'll get a big neck
tattoo.
I
would get tattoos
of a fanny.
I would get tattoos which were only visible under black light.
Like your room.
Yeah. Oh. No, I know what you mean. But if you've got all this money at your disposal and you're an imbecile, we'll go imagination.
Are you an imbecile or are you young? And then,
no, the thing is, these guys,
you make all this money, does it stop you growing? Because I'm going to say some people and they're going to hate this.
Oh.
I'm going to say something about some people and they're going to hate this. I'll say that again.
Are you saying you need, we all need to be a little bit of, you need a bit of grit for the pearl and the oyster?
Yes, because I've noticed if some people have children young,
okay,
there's a part of them that matures overnight,
okay,
and there's a part of them that halts and it never grows up.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just saying, it happens.
But then you manage to get them out of the house early. But then you've got grandkids before you're 40.
Yeah.
It's a difficult scenario.
It's a difficult situation.
No, because I don't like Harry Piles.
Mm-mm.
One little bit. Very overrated.
But terrible tattoos.
But he's not stupid.
Terrible tattoos.
He's not a stupid guy, Harry Piles. He seems to be kind of looking for something. He's got something. He's got something about him. And a curiosity. But poor goal, you know.
What was it? Who was it he was going out with? Olivia Wilde. Met her.
Did you?
Yeah, she was nice.
Elderly. Supposed to be a right bitch.
Well, that's nice to me.
Well, she thought you were like a homeless. Somewhere.
Yeah.
She always liked E.T. was her favourite film.
I do have the same neck. Ladies and gentlemen.
Are we going to get to it today?
No.
No.
Because we've got to do, we're 21 minutes in.
Let's do the thing.
But I want to do this, but I kind of had a sneak peek and something happened.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you shot yourself.
No, I'm going to go through the messages and I had a sneak peek.
Oh, no.
Honestly, just wait, what I'll do is I'll just go.
Is your phone working this week? Because it was scary.
It's not done it since, okay, so I don't know what it was. Okay. When I restarted it, it was fine.
Okay.
Patty Boyd's Badger here.
Okay.
With the questions that must be asked and answered. Which is more embarrassing, to be considered a national treasure, The Proclaimers or Crowded House? Fuck, I don't know.
Remember The Proclaimers were big for a while and they were on the Len show. And
huge.
What was the film? Was it in Friends they were on? They got,
was it?
They got know. Something that launched them in America. Bigger than Robbie Williams.
Oh, no, I think their songs were actually a hit in America in the 80s.
But there was a film. There was something launched them. It wasn't their looks.
It's not their looks. I'm trying to think. No, I don't know. But who would be worse to be known? Crowded House is not good.
I'd rather take The Proclaimers than Lulu. They can have Lulu back wherever she's supposed
Nobody
to be
wants
from.
Lulu. Have you seen her face recently?
Oh, she.
Oh, it looks,
she tipped.
She looks like a snare drum.
She's tipped.
Oh,
can't help herself.
Stop
can't.
It. Oh. And the thing is, right, she's surprisingly young for the amount of time she's been on the go.
Well, she was
like 14 or something when she was. It was amazing.
Bang, bang, a wang.
Yeah.
No, it was Shout, wasn't it?
Or something. But
she's
really
so
young.
Annoying. She's a human equivalent of just nails down a blackboard.
Yeah.
The only person worse than her is old cockout Barryman, John Barryman. Barrymore.
He's terrible.
He's gone completely.
He tried to come back and went, well, it's all over now, but mate, you're getting your cock out.
What I fucking hate about him, he's so indignant, and he was trying to say it was wokeness.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
You can't be do sexual offences and go, health and safety. That's like saying woke. It's silly.
But he's worse. He's worse than Lulu. But he's Canadian anyway.
Well,
Lulu is
says,
actually Scottish.
Oh, my family's from Glasgow, and he tries to do a Glaswegian accent.
And it's wild.
And he's just a dick.
It's awful.
Have you ever watched that Doctor Who thing that he did, where he's this handsome space captain, and it's
Torchwood?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, Torchwood.
Yeah.
It was like adult Doctor Who.
It was.
Again, please, people, I see a lot of stuff on Twitter and it's adults discussing Doctor Who. Doctor Who's a children's show, man.
It's
like you and I going on about fucking Blue Peter.
Saying, oh, the new series of Blue Peter's
Blue
coming.
Blue Peter's back.
It's not the same. Woke.
Again.
You know? Fucking stupid. So.
Yeah.
The answer is, I was going to take The Proclaimers, but they're from Fife.
Are they not quite similar in a way?
Mm.
That both had success, and you wouldn't say what. I'll give Crowded House this.
Okay,
they weren't following a particular trend. They were quite a
well.
Weird...
Neither were The Proclaimers.
No, that's what I'm saying about both of them.
So there's yeah.
That's why I'm saying they're similar.
I am going to choose The Proclaimers.
They were digging
not
their own
Scottish.
Furrow.
Okay, it's because they don't have their own militia that have been threatening me for 2 years now.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
But it's an acoustic militia.
Oh, God. What are they going to do?
Some cunts...
What are they going to do?
Because I wear specs.
Yeah.
Some cunts have said, oh, yeah, the Proclaimers.
Oh,
and I'm like, I don't look like the Proclaimers. Yeah. Another one is this absolute moron at my work. He got sacked because he got his cock out and all kinds of stuff. He used to call me Alan Carr because I had specs.
He's like, specs.
I said, I don't look like Alan Carr. Another one is Frankie Boyle. I got specs.
Because you got specs.
Yeah. Somebody called me like Morecambe and Wise once. Oh, you're like Eric Morecambe.
It's not an insult.
Because I've got specs.
It's not an insult.
The spec, you know, people still think it is. I remember I was in the pub once with my mate and we're discussing some quite deep stuff, as you do during the day drinking. Morose. And there was a group of people in the corner and I was at the bar and the woman had said, "Could you in there, you don't know what you have and you should have gone to Specsavers." And I goes, "Oh, that's funny." Remember that advert? You should have gone to Specsavers.
Yeah.
And I goes, "Oh, that's funny." And then she said it again and I goes, "Oh, yeah, it was funnier the second time, obviously." And then I'm sitting down chatting with my mate and she shouted over again. And I says, "Look, I'm just trying to have a discussion with my mate here. Do you want to really shut the fuck up? It's the same gag."
Yeah.
And she continued, so I hit her with a chair. I picked up a chair.
Wonderful. That's the least you could do.
So the three of them, her and her two male friends.
Just fucking.
They shut up after that. It's amazing when a chair landed on you.
The only incident I had was trying to hit someone with a chair. I was working as a photographer.
Uh-huh.
And at this point, I didn't get on with the boss. Yeah, so he just gave me sort of piecework, as you call it. Just coming in every now and then. Yeah. It wasn't full time. And then I was down in London and I was taking pictures of some aggro and I come back and they were all a bit wonky because I was getting pushed and shoved and well, you just straighten them.
Yeah.
And he said, "They're all wonky. They're all this, they're all that." So he was away to discuss payment. So I went, "I tell you what, try and take a picture of me straight." And I picked up the chair and went like that, just kidding. Yeah. And I thought it was being funny. Never got back. That was the end of my career.
I once had a job in a pub and the management changed. And the manager, he actually sat me down and used a football analogy and said, "I'd once been the star striker, but there was a change of management and now he was going to have to put me on the bench." So he suggested I wasn't going to get as many hours.
Oh, God almighty.
Now, I'd done absolutely nothing wrong.
Yeah.
I left and then the following weekend came back and smashed the toilet so there was nothing left.
Oh, wonderful.
He did. Funnily enough, he never spoke to me after that.
Imagine giving
somebody the football talk.
I don't understand that.
I hate management.
I don't know what football is. I have an absolute
hatred of management of all description.
I understand that.
The mentality that you want to be a manager of people, I don't need it. Do you like telling people what to do?
No.
I really don't.
Middle management doesn't really fulfill.
No, because they get beasted themselves.
Because people at the on the bottom, as they call it, which is ridiculous, but they can do it.
Do you know, it's one of the big truck companies, JCB or something.
Right, okay.
Oh, God, I might be completely wrong. I just glanced at this. But the guy, he's recently donated a fortune to the Tory party.
Okay.
But HMRC have come after the company because they owe 500 million quid in tax.
Okay.
So they thought a donation to the government in power would stop this, but it's not worked out quite well for them. And then this guy, he's Sir fucking Offalump or Biffalump, Belmont, or doesn't matter.
Yeah.
People who used to work with him have come forward to say what a ghastly cunt he is. And somebody worked at a Nokia's place, a TV repair place, and he gave his chauffeur to show up to take the telly to get it fixed. And then he'd helicopter into the main offices and get chauffeured 100 metres from the helicopter to his office.
People like that.
But this is the thing. He would tell people, "Hey, don't use as much, like flush the toilet as much. Don't use paper. We'll try to keep those bills down."
Oh, God. James, bring the Bentley round. It's gyro day.
But people get to the top. A friend of mine used to work for British Sugar.
British Sugar.
Again, the sugar beet people.
Big sugar.
Because most sugar in this company is not cane, it's beet.
Okay. Big sugar.
Tastes the same. Big sugar. The money they had was unbelievable.
Sugar's one of the biggest things in the world.
Vast empire. I used to went to art school with a guy and he was a salt heir. He was an heir to one of the big salt companies.
Did I tell you this? I saw this.
He was a dick.
Footage of this truck going along this road and all the guys were on motorbikes throwing ropes on it and it was like Mad Max. Yeah. They're climbing up, they're going in, they're scooping out sugar.
What?
I was like, what the fuck? So strange.
I saw a thing, an accident in Africa and there was a crash and it was oil was spilled, petroleum or something was spilled, and luckily nobody was injured. But when the locals went to like scoop up stuff, somebody lit a cigarette and 150 people were killed.
Yeah, so terrible. Just
are these accidents that still happen to this day?
Accidents.
There's still accidents happening in the building sites. That guy off a Google Box felt his death.
Yeah, on a roof with no safety equipment.
What the fuck was he playing at?
But think about it. How many times do you see roofers around here and they're just running up and down them? Yeah.
There was a case in Dundee. There was a job happening. The guy felt his death. It was a police incident.
Mm-hmm.
And the boss of the company went down at night and welded on a safety cage.
It's all over. He's done.
But you've been caught for
He's done. Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Well, yesterday,
all over.
The police stopped Mad Max. They stopped a bus.
Right.
I don't know what was going on. It'll maybe be in the papers. And the bus had to hang about. So I don't know what happened on some Dundee bus.
Oh, my God.
They're back, always... by the way, the open top bus tours in Dundee.
I saw it the other
wonderful day.
And the torrential rain still going around.
They describe it as iconic.
Iconic, that's the wrong... No, Dundee, you're not using words.
We slag Dundee. I like living in Dundee, but there's not an iconic building in Dundee.
There's no iconic.
They say the V&A is iconic. No, it's not been around.
No, it's just there.
It's not been there long enough. Iconic.
And now, the tides are turning on the opinion of it. Mm-hmm. So, an icon it's not become.
No.
And it might become a white elephant, which in its way is an icon.
Things have to last a period, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Morning, Dundonia.
Who's this?
This is Stuart M.
Okay.
You spoke about Steve Marsh in a previous episode. Have you seen the one where he spends 12 hours on a German in a German train station? He's such a boring cunt, but I can't stop watching. I think I enjoy the anger he causes.
There's a series of them.
Okay.
No, Steve Marsh is incredibly boring. His girlfriend is very engaging.
Right.
She's weird. That was a guy that did the Dundee pubs. Did you not watch it?
Oh, yeah.
But Steve Marsh is so boring. But she's zany. I kind of like her. Yeah. She should get rid of him and do her own show.
He's terrible.
But you're right. It's like Gary Eats is a famous. He's like that. He's boring Gary guy. And he goes and eats. People like the boringness.
Are we just too entertaining? Is that why no one watches?
Yeah, that's it. Can guys who have the YouTube videos like, oh!
Yeah.
There's a guy with ginger hair, and all he does is travel on planes and moan about it. So he'll go on Lufthansa or, no, what's it? What's Aeroflot.
Aeroflot.
And he'll go, terrible experience. Like, no wonder, what? They can't get parts for the planes anymore.
Oh my God, I've done Aeroflot.
He'll go on like a 52-hour flight, and then just there's no a toilet.
What's holding us back is we're too entertaining.
We need to just.
My mate.
Aye.
When I was telling you about had the Robbie Williams.
Uh-huh, was he born?
He used to have like an R1 Yamaha, 200 mile an hour bike. And he'd get off it. He'd take the helmet off and he'd go, "All right, boy. What have you been up to?
Oh, Jesus.
You want a you want a cup of tea?
Jeff.
And that was his.
That's Jeff's voice.
Jeff's faster than that.
Is he? Jeff fast?
Like, speaks fast.
Does he?
Jeff's got things to
Doesn't
say.
Doesn't have time, does he?
He's got things to say.
It's money, it's power.
He's
got money and power. He's taken over.
He knows people are listening.
I know.
So
he'd
Stuart
be paranoid.
Continues.
I bet he sleeps with someone under his bed.
He has a motorbike under
his
bed.
Have you seen that famous clip? It's not a car. He was saying to my dad, but he never responded. A wee boy's like that. Daddy, there's a cunt under my bed. And the dad looks under the bed. There's a mirror.
Do you like that?
It made me laugh.
On a cheerier note.
Uh-huh, cheery.
I have seen Donnie Wilcox. He's an old guy who poodles around the Hebrides in a very small and safe-looking inflatable dinghy.
Oh, that would be good.
His videos are great. There's always a sense of it ending in disaster. Anyway, thanks for the art advice a few weeks ago. No problem, dude. And you know what?
Uh-huh.
The guy that was in the dog in place, you're waiting on disaster.
Yes.
I think people have too much confidence in us being okay.
Okay. There's a guy who is Perthshire metal detecting. And you can understand the pressure because he got launched into the world because his mate found this. It was a bucket handle. In the shape of like an ox.
Okay.
Roman.
Lovely.
Beautiful. Like, it just came out of the ground.
Amazing.
Like, and he's just, no, he didn't find it, but he was there.
Yeah.
And he's used that, he's launched that platform. But he goes into Perthshire Fields and he finds stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, the pressure, because he's got to keep finding stuff.
It's and not easy.
With the 10, because you could go metal detecting for 10 years and find nothing.
Nothing.
It's
yeah.
like people could play golf for 40 years, never get a hole in one. I could go out and play golf and get a hole in one by the first shot. You don't know.
You don't
the
know.
Universe is cruel. So do they fake things?
Yes.
The pressure will be to find.
Of course, they fake things.
The greatest episode, if anybody, we've got watch a Time Team episode. And I used to like the Time Team because it was boring. But yeah,
I just used to like it.
I didn't like half the people. They all annoyed me, but it's just something I liked about it. I hate watch. There's one where they go to this father and son's grounds and they've said to Time Team, we've been finding extraordinary things. And they go along and it's all fake.
Oh.
Like they find this Roman sword,
mm-hmm.
but there's a fucking a wire underneath it for the telecom.
See, right.
And it's the best episode ever.
I remember I thought, I'm going to give Time Team a go. I'm
okay.
going to watch it.
He did. Just one episode.
Just one episode. And I'll tell
somebody
you what
was in it.
I didn't see him. Phil, it was a guy with a white hair.
No, Mick, he was a cunt.
Right.
He's dead
and
now.
He goes,
so he got
this bit of brick and he goes, you could just imagine coming down this road, Dick Turpin going through an arch, escaping the local police or whatever he was going, and this and that. And a builder went, no, these bricks are local. They're from the 50s. It's a dump here. They used to dump it. He said it in one line. The guy went, yeah, but you could still imagine. And I went, is this all made?
I suppose
is this all lies?
A brick's very much just a brick. The technology's not changed that much.
Who cares?
I love to watch somebody building a brick wall, though. I could sit, I watch a YouTube video and it's just building a brick wall. It's wonderful.
This one's from Debasement. I don't know how to say his name, so sorry.
It's a sex thing, isn't it?
Can't.
He likes people to like urinate on him. Debasement.
Debasement. Oh, it's Debasement.
He's being debased.
He likes peed on. Seriously, why shouldn't I move my family to Dundee? Looks nice, good history, good weather. My wife is Scottish, and above all, I don't want to die here in Dunedin. Let me in, you bastards. Love this Debasement.
They don't let colonials back.
Do you know what the problem is?
What?
We have sold Dundee. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
The grass is always greener.
Has anybody reached out to
Wait
us
a minute.
From the
is everyone
board?
From New Zealand?
Mostly.
Dude.
What?
I've thought this out carefully. Did you see me go blank for a second
yeah,
there? I've thought this out
reboot.
Carefully.
I thought it was a reboot.
No, I've thought very carefully.
Uh-huh.
We've got so many people uh-huh. that listen to us from New Zealand.
Uh-huh.
Why don't we go to New Zealand?
Nah, you're okay.
No, now, I know what you're going to say. You don't like flying, yeah. but I believe the New Zealand flight is notoriously short.
If I was flying anywhere, I'd go to Japan, not New Zealand. Sorry, guys.
Hold on.
I've seen it all. I've seen everything. I've seen Lord of the Rings. I don't need any more.
Well, see, yeah, you like Lord of the Rings. To be fair, if I went to New Zealand and someone said, see that mountain there? That was in Lord of the Rings. I'd spit on it.
Okay.
But, hold on. Uh-huh. And we'd feel at home. Uh-huh. 80s fashion, mullets.
Well, they're Scottish failures.
Yes.
People that couldn't get a job here, they were leaving Scotland for something better and they got to New Zealand.
And
they could have just moved to Australia where it's happening, but they stuck
about. But they went to New Zealand.
Yeah. It's similar weather to here and they make good whiskey.
Right, okay.
Because it's dreich.
We could go, we've got so many listeners there, we could hire out like a church hall and fill it with four or five people.
Yeah, we could. It seems like a bit
now, here's,
of
no,
seems
here's
like
why.
A bit of an investment.
What? No, not an investment. Here's what happens.
Is that us investing in ourselves?
We tell our literally five or six listeners
quite
in New Zealand.
Quite a big place, though, isn't it? They'll be spread out a bit.
I think there's about, well, they all seem to be from Dundee.
But we've been communicating with them. You know what they're like.
I know, but you keep a distance. So here's what happens. We get them to get in touch with the Scottish Tourist Board and go, there's this one podcast that everyone in New Zealand listens to.
Here's this.
And it's us.
Listen.
We'll get a grant.
This could become this space, this holy space,
yeah.
this sacred spot
yeah.
could become a part of New Zealand. And then we can get all the finances, get some money. They've got to get cash going about. What's a major export of New Zealand? Wool, isn't it?
Is it? I thought it was just like films. Avatar.
No, I think it's wool.
Ugh.
There's more sheep than people there, isn't there?
I think that I checked the population the other day. I think there's about 800 people in New Zealand.
And it's hybrid human sheep.
Oh, I saw
versa.
That. Yeah, I saw that. So
everyone smells of lanolin.
That's not bad.
It's a nice
it's
smell.
It's a greasy
it's a nice
smell, but it's all right.
It's a greasy smell.
So we go to New Zealand.
No.
And we do like a show from New Zealand.
Not really.
Listen, Ken, even, I'm not taking a shit.
Ken, Ellen DeGeneres, big shows don't even bother doing that shit.
Yeah, but...
Remember when Friends and that used to come to the UK?
I'll cover the mic. It's a free holiday.
Right, well, if they could guarantee that the government of New Zealand was going to spend pay for it, I might consider.
Well,
that.
We could get the some grant. You know, grants go out here for bullshit.
Well, we've looked and into we the grant get, thing.
We say to the our listeners in New Zealand, they're all wanting to come to Dundee, but on one condition, that the Folk in Scotland podcast goes to New Zealand first. You can't go wrong.
We have less of a following. There's a have you seen that thing Dundee Culture.
Yeah.
He won some award as some influencer guy.
I know.
And he's just been upbeat about Dundee.
But here's the thing.
There's
a video of him when he's 10 going, everyone should come to Dundee. It's amazing. There's lots to do and see.
Is he in a shed?
Yeah. And it's like his mum's been making him do it. The guy's autistic or something and good for him. I think that's fine.
I saw a guy yesterday.
But upbeat is not the way.
Photographing a bus spotter in Dundee. Photographing all the buses. There's a guy, Gordon Morris, I think his name is.
Okay.
He's an actor. He's been in a few things. He's got a ginger hair, but it's not his fault. But he does, like, films himself in black and white, and he reads the court reports from periods of time, just standing in churchyards.
Oh, and moody.
It's a sex thing.
Yeah, it's definitely
a sex thing. But he's not... Listen to him. Give him a go, because he gets less listeners than us.
No, it's not hard. He's less fun. Now, listen... New Zealand.
Oh.
We'll make it a plan. I'd love to get my passport renewed.
Yeah, I got my passport because I wanted the old passport before the new Brexit black one.
I've got the
new Garmin one.
Mine's ran out a while ago and I just never bothered doing it.
No.
Because I wasn't going anywhere.
You're not in any fit state.
I'm not going anywhere.
You'd not manage a long flight.
I saw a piece of footage
this morning and it was a guy suffering from alcohol withdrawal.
That's
and
me
I've
when I
never
move.
Seen anything like it. He was just like, and then they give him a glass of vodka, and the minute he touches his lips, he's absolutely fine. It's terrifying.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
The screaming jeebies, is it the dib dabs?
Warn.
Ah.
Hello, my dundingos. See, they're
New
all
Zealand
from the same.
Well.
Yeah.
Is that a timeline thing? Is it middle? Something going on?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Right? It doesn't matter if all the perverts were sent there and like us.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. Okay. They're listening. We go there.
So you think...
Because...
You don't suggest he should park his family up and move here.
No.
But he says his wife is Scottish, but what part?
Oh, it's going to be a bad part.
It's going to be a bad part.
Yeah, they get rid of them. So, we go to... We go there because that's the little Edinburgh, so you know it's going to be shy.
We could get Maori face tattoos.
You can.
That'd be a lovely memory, wouldn't it? Take back.
I'd get a tattoo, I don't care. You've seen them tattoos.
Oh,
you have tattoos, but you won't tell me where.
No, I'm not telling you.
I'm suspicious. So, Warren says, how do my dundingos? Warren from Dinga Dinga Dung Dung. Let's just say the world's economy. Let's say the world's economy crashes.
Is he not in the place Children of the Dog Star was filmed?
Same building.
I'm sure he is.
Let's say the world's economy crashes. Could you barter and trade to get by with the skills and resources you both have?
No.
Loaded question, I know. I can make belts and shit. Yeah. I'm a leather worker. I can make shit for people. That's when it'll come in handy. It doesn't matter. That's the only materials you'd get hold of.
No.
And I'd make shit.
But you said to me you're going downhill. No.
You're
picturing a medieval village.
Yes.
And there's you just
clink
forearm.
Yeah.
Somewhat different, I think.
Well, the economy's gone. I still have my standing stool, so I can lean against that. I'm fine.
Yeah.
What would you do?
I've told you the first thing I'd do, I've got a list, and when society breaks down, I'm doing a few house calls and killing people.
Yeah, no. I understand that's what you want to do. What's your bartering
system?
No skills.
Thought further.
You come and work for me.
I've not thought further than that.
This came to mind as I'm enjoying watching the precious metals market at the moment. It's on a rampage. Toodles.
Is it?
I don't know what.
There's a guy I sometimes watch, and he's a coin person.
Right,
and he's always saying gold, gold, gold.
Yeah.
Gold, gold, gold.
Gold's always good.
But the
good.
Gold prices are very high, so it's not a time to buy gold because it's too high.
But yeah, it's...
You stock up in gold and put it under your floorboards. I do have money in gold.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't have money.
I've got gold hidden.
That's why we need to have gold. More listeners,
got
more
gold.
Patrons.
It's hidden, though. It's gold.
It's ridiculous.
Sovereigns.
It's probably not.
Sovereigns.
Mark Devlin. Mm-hmm. Morning,
Krugerrands.
All.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember them.
Krugerrands. Yeah.
Not popular.
Well, no, they are gold.
Morning, all. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it amazing how the flat Earth, flat Moon and flat Sun all aligned at the same plane last night in the eclipse? For the eclipse... And that Chris didn't even bother to look outside when it happened. Flat folk for life, that's true. He was indoors working. And he didn't even just walk to the... His counter's here, and he could have walked to the door and had a like, fuck that shit.
There was I would have loved all the conspiracy stuff before, but now it's become so noxious and toxic, I can't be arsed reading about it.
Yeah.
I saw that Randy Quaid penis was out doing stuff.
Oh, he just back.
He watched it, and then when it reached its full thing, he took his things off and just looked at it for a while. There was a lassie, young girl, in the one eclipse she watched. She glanced at it for like 10 seconds. And the following morning, she woke up just a big black hole in her vision.
Oh, shit.
She'd permanently blinded herself.
Oh.
There's Randy Quaid. Remember when Trump just went like that?
He's like looking at it. He's an idiot.
Fucking idiot. I'd like to see the eclipse. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I went to, in 99.
I wouldn't have travelled anywhere.
I went to Cornwall.
Okay.
And
cloudy.
I went down there and we went to Bodmin Point. And we're up high and cloudy. Mm. But it was so bizarre.
Darkness.
The clouds start rippling like waves. And it was beautiful because it cools fast.
Dark, yeah.
So they go and it went really dark.
Yeah.
And it was really impressive.
All the birds just followed.
And there was UFOs.
No, of course there was.
No, but there was. Mm. I took pictures. The BBC were filming them. And there was these three red lights just appeared down from us. But when you took pictures of them, they were white.
Okay.
They were white.
You've seen a lot of UFOs.
Lots.
Funny that. Maybe it's a thing in your eye. You're
but everyone
there
was
it is over
them.
There.
Everyone, there was hundreds of people were all watching them.
Ah, of course.
Famous pictures.
Okay. Yeah.
There was. I saw UFOs, spaceships.
Fine. Okay.
And it was cold.
Can imagine.
It goes
that's
so fucking cold instantly.
Was it cold?
Okay. But the cold, it's funny because it's not...
Chills
it,
you to the bone.
It just washes over you.
Does
it hits
it?
You fast.
Ooh.
Okay.
Imagine the sun Captain. Just went out. That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
No.
All our squabbles would very quickly end, wouldn't it?
Everything would end. Everything would end.
How long would it take this to be frozen absolutely solid?
Not long.
Wouldn't it be long? A day?
Not long. Well, the sun was covered in a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
And this cold washed over you and you're freezing.
Yeah.
So if it went away permanently, you're not lasting
I've
long.
I've got a body warmer now, so I'd be fine.
You'd be fine.
I'd be fine.
Captain Mark Phillips, are you in Westminster today? Monday drink? Kiss. We don't get normal people, do we?
There's a lot of stuff been going on in Westminster
we
at the moment.
We don't get normal listeners.
The honey trap.
Thanks.
Old Willie Rag. Big Willie Rag.
What's
Big Willie Rag got honey trapped, spearfished.
Oh.
So somebody sent him a picture of a tallywhacker. He responded. And the guy says, I've got a picture of your tallywhacker now. So he handed out all the phone numbers to all these other people. The fucker's a security risk. He should be jailed for it.
Oh, my God.
But they're all saying, what a brave man. He's a piece of shit.
What is it?
Would you be happy if somebody gave out your personal details?
I would be a bit annoyed.
Yeah, but they're a little poor.
I would
poor
actually track them down and kill them.
But he's got his depression, so they're going to handle him differently. MPs get a completely different thing to us, don't they?
Of course they do.
You and I get handled very differently from an MP.
Yes, this is true.
That DUP guy, Sir Jeremy Finkelstein McHonky Bonk.
Is that his name? That's a good name.
But he's a DUP leader, but he was fucking his bairns and his niece or something.
Oh,
but his
Jesus
wife's
did.
Been done because she knew as well.
Oh, for fuck's
he's a hypocrite.
Sake.
He's one of these holy religious types. They're always the worst hypocrites.
Always
but
the worst.
He's still going to get his pension. He's still drawing in his wage.
How's that allowed?
He's not been suspended because he's an MP. It's infuriating.
I hate that shit.
Jeffrey
man.
Donaldson, I think his name is.
What a piece of shit. Everyone going.
But it's just sickening. It's like people. Somebody said if you like the rag thing. I've got a certain sympathy for the guy, but you go to the police and you say I'm being blackmailed. You don't hand out people's information, but people will say a policeman had commented and said if I was they'd arrest me.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd given out details from the police, they'd come and drag you out of your office. You'd be arrested. But they treat very kid glove for everyone. It's strange.
It's like the current hate crime law in Scotland. That's just fell on its arse instantly.
It
wasn't as bad as people said.
No.
The only thing that was there is that if someone made a complaint, they kept the complaint and the person who was complained against as a spike. They could look for spikes in hate. Now, they've already said that they're going to keep in line with English law so they don't keep accusations now.
All of these things, though, I'm not all of them, they are used by the powerful mm-hmm. to avoid scrutiny.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
It's like the super injunction. You and I can't have a super injunction.
No, we can't do that.
The wealthy can have it. Hugh mm-hmm. Bonington, he's had a super injunction go for years. Tim Fallon, mm-hmm. he's a super injunction. These super the wealthy, you have to keep... But this is another layer. Rightful criticism of things, they're trying to stifle it. The powerful will use it to arrest you if you criticise them.
It's mental.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
But we're living... MPs, there has been examples of MPs being stabbed. It's a fucking terrible mm-hmm. thing. It's an awful thing. But that doesn't give them the right to avoid the public.
That's very true.
If you work in, during lockdown, people had to work in Tesco's behind the till. They were getting all kinds of dogs abuse. Mm-hmm. They had to fucking do it. But an MP says, I feel endangered. Somebody said something horrible to me online. No. Get to your fucking work.
Get to your work.
Sit down and listen to the people that pay your wages, you lazy cunt.
Completely agree. Completely agree.
But this, everyone's got to be safe. Life's not very safe, sadly. Going out the house, you get hit by a bus. Doesn't that give you the right to call off and say, no, I don't feel it?
But they play the game as well, because there was our local MP in Lochee, they had a van, and that van sat there for a fucking year.
Yeah.
Some kid smashed a window and it turned into a political attack.
Bullshit.
And you're like, you left a van in the same spot for it.
Bullshit.
I'm amazed you got any wheels or windows.
Bullshit. Yeah, it's bullshit.
It was just a kid.
Yeah.
It's like you go online and you'll get some abuse, like we'll get some shit or something uh-huh. like that. And there's two ways of looking at it. Someone is actually just borrowing your time. They're taking your time away from you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you don't worry about it. But if you see genuine, just constant abuse and weirdness, it's kids.
Yeah, it's kids.
It's kids.
Remember that Dundiga kid got arrested? He's basically, let's go and cause a ramage.
He was sitting in his underwear playing the Xbox.
Riot. They arrested him.
And he said, when all the riots were going, let's head down Toon and riot, ha ha ha, with his mates, hadn't moved, and he got arrested.
Stupid as fuck.
That is the most ridiculous fucking shit.
There's a lot more police in the town just now.
There's something been going on.
No, well, the wee kids are going into the town on the free bus passes and smashing the fuck out of everyone. Like Dundee's, they're the stupidest thing, but there's those TV screen advertising things in mm-hmm. Dundee. What's the point of them?
Nobody's there to look at it.
What's the point of them?
I don't think it's the free buses.
But
they're
getting smashed to fuck.
Do you know what it is? It's the broken window syndrome. When you go into the city centre now, looking run down.
100%.
If it looks run down, people attack it.
What happens. The graffiti in Dundee, because young people aren't doing graffiti. They're on their phones.
It's weirdos doing it.
Weirdos. Yeah. And he draws a cross and nobody said anything. I am not exaggerating. There are more chalk crosses in Dundee than there are people. Every square inch of the city is covered in them. They know who he is. They could put stop to him right now.
I went for a wander up Camperdown, and on the trees, they're all over. They're on the ground with little statements.
Yeah, it's him.
Everywhere.
And they know who he is. They need to get a hold of him, break both his fingers. Because you only got two. Oh. Just break every finger and say, stop doing that. It's the kind of crime that annoys me. Because you go into town, I'm going to go into town just now, and it makes your life experience shit.
It's like all the junkies put their memorials up on walls now.
Oh, Davey. Miss you, Davey.
Rip. And no one paints over that shit.
No, paint over that
shit.
So
now it's everywhere.
Get it painted over immediately.
As soon as there's a bit of graffiti, get rid of it. But they've left it. Mm-hmm. It started with the chewing gum, the junkie fly trap. The chewing gum was everywhere. So if there's chewing gum on the ground, why shouldn't you throw your chewing gum on the ground?
There's no as much chewing gum now because they're all vaping. So it's vapes everywhere.
But if there's vapes on the ground, why shouldn't you throw your vape there?
Pick them up,
And it's not
a class
worse.
Thing. It's
Keep
lazy.
It clean.
It's not an age thing. I've seen people dropping litter. It could be an old lady.
Anybody. Listen, I'm brought up in a poor area. I live in a poor area. Came from that background.
The people kept the place
It's not
tidy.
Boohoo, but... I can tell you now, if you leave it a mess, it gets worse.
You know what it is? We've discussed this before. Embarrassment and shame. Everybody says, you can't shame people. No, you kind of have to. The scheme I grew up in, the grass was always cut and everybody had pride in their front garden.
Yeah.
And everybody was tidy. And in the summer, you could sit out, and it was a lovely, convivial atmosphere. Apart from some people shagging on a tartan rug. We won't go into that.
Happens.
But people kept it cut. Then some fucker moved in, and they never cut their grass. And it spread.
It spread.
If I go up to that scheme now, yeah. grass is long everywhere. It's a state of affairs.
In Lockie, I went through the 70s, the 80s, 90s were terrible. By the end of the 90s, they started improving.
Right.
And it was getting better and better, cleaner, new builds, they knocked down old buildings. They'd done it up. And there was no graffiti.
Yeah.
It just stopped.
Yeah.
It was clean, it was tidy, it was freshened up, the shops were filling up.
There's no graffiti on the V&A, you notice. They go out and clean that shit up quick.
Do you know what happened? The middle class came in
and
they put up murals.
Yeah.
Right? And now they've said, since they've put that art up, there's no graffiti. There was no graffiti before it.
Yeah.
The only graffiti that's up now is their stuff,
yeah.
but they didn't maintain it. So now it's worn and old and it looks like shit.
Yeah. It's annoying.
Oh, just...
But there's a lane where there's the pub
we're
called...
Just making you happy.
The Arctic Bar, and the smell of human fucking...
Not a good
fist.
Place. Yeah.
And it's just the graffiti there. It's layers of it. It's layers upon layers. And there's folk, human derelicts hanging about there and drug dealing going on. It's repulsive. And the police aren't doing anything about it. And it's the Dundee police, somebody told me, they like to know. They'll know where there's dealing happening. Because they keep it in the back pocket.
The sergeant's like,
we need to cut down on crime. Oh, well, no, that's an easy one, is it? That's an easy one.
It's always been like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they could clean it. It's never washed off. It's never painted over, ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild, isn't it?
I don't understand it. It's such a... And they've known for years, if a building's left empty and there's one broken window, you better fix it immediately.
I can't understand as well, this is a thing I notice. When I worked as a kid and you were in a supermarket, if you'd go out and clean outside your property, your manager would say, could you go and...
I do it here.
Yeah.
I sweep up outside my unit
but
here.
Why?
And people have said to me, what are you doing?
Yeah, but...
We have a cleaner. And I'm like,
no.
Clean your own shit.
Clean your own shit. It's like, I remember being at a thing, and there's a woman I worked with, she was not a curator, she's a conservative woman, and they got a meeting from the council and the head, and you were all asked questions. You could ask questions. And she said, I have been walking through Camperdown Park for about 10 years now, and I've noticed a plastic bag in one of the trees. Are you going to do something about it? And the guy said to her, if it offends you so much, have you considered maybe getting rid of it yourself? And she didn't. She just started guppying at it. But if you pick it up yourself.
It's fucking infuriating.
Pick it up yourself. I never let
her. I have to say, on my floor, nobody was sweep up. I was only one, but there was one girl. She moved out a while ago. Lovely neighbour, good neighbour. And she was out in the morning. She was sweeping up.
Sweep up.
So people do it.
I have a routine.
It takes 2 seconds.
The sink. I went to the sink here the other day, and it's full of like shrapnel.
Right.
I thought like R2-D2 taking a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's jeweller's polishing material.
Right.
For that. But somebody's emptied it down the sink.
Just left it.
And why have they done that?
Oh, that's not good.
Why have you thought, I'll just put that down the sink?
The other day I was
like women with their fanny rags.
Oh, I worked.
It's the one thing.
You're going to hear the story.
Man can get the blame for everything in the universe. We're pretty bad. The one thing, fatbergs, it's women.
I agree.
The fat we put down would be fine, but they need an agent, something to stick to, a matrix. And that matrix is fucking fanny rags and moist wipes. It's women.
Oh, moist wipes, don't get
me
started.
That's the women.
Now.
They can hold your hands up, girls.
I used to work as a caretaker. Dundee University, I'd work in the chaplaincy.
In the chaplaincy.
I'm not going to lie to you, best job I've ever had. It was just cleaning
Funnily
shit.
Enough, it's been made into a film, The First Omen.
Great. Yeah, that's it.
That's
it,
you.
I loved it.
You did.
People treated you well, you got paid, it was a fine job, right?
Did you get a wee pie and beans?
You got, right, but because they followed the rules, the last 15 minutes of the day, they said, do not work, that's your break. So there was a cup of tea for you, you just sat back for the last 15 minutes, and if you got caught working... You got shouted at. They ran. It was great. I really enjoyed working there.
Until the incident, you had to leave.
Well, the incident. But anyway, I go up to there's upstairs, downstairs toilets and upstairs toilets.
Yeah,
you know
what
it is.
Mm, I used to go there.
Upstairs toilets.
Linda used to be the woman.
I could smell it.
Oh.
There was a sweetness.
Oh.
And it was blood. And someone used to take their sanitary towel and stick it to the wall.
That's a dirty protest.
And
that's infuriating.
I... I even went back one
good
day
for your,
to wait.
Good for your PC, just spit it between two bits of bread.
I hated it. I fucking got mad. And then I would hear, oh, men's toilets are disgusting.
No.
Right? I was like, I've not found that.
No.
That's fucking...
Men don't hang about in toilets. Well, some do. But I worked as a doorman. And at the end of the shift, you had to check the lavies because there's always some fucker passed out in the toilet.
Okay.
Mid-shite. And the ladies' toilets were fucking disgusting.
Disgusting.
I've told this story before. A lassie had done her makeup. She'd been the last person in. And as she was leaving, she must have hiked, no knickers, hiked up her miniskirt and just done a series of, it was like Morse code, dot, dash, dot, dash. And then the door at the toilet opened inwards.
Yeah.
So she'd opened the door and it was like a windscreen wiper.
Just smeared the turn away. The smell.
And then, so that's the last thing she'd done and then walked out.
She
hadn't cleaned her arse, obviously.
The upstairs toilet was a single cube each one. Downstairs were a bigger toilet.
You know where it is, right?
So the bigger toilets, you go in the men's, sometimes flush a toilet.
Guys
man,
miss.
Clean it. You
guys
know what
miss.
I mean?
Yeah.
There's, and you do, and you make sure they're all clean. You go in the women's, there was half an inch of water.
Oh.
And there was no leaks. The water would be thrown everywhere.
Splashing their face.
I don't know what they were doing. I don't understand women.
There's a guy who used to come into my work, though, and he'd get this water and he'd just go and splash his face and he'd put water over
everywhere.
Everything.
Weird as fuck. That's all I'm saying. And the sanitary towels and tampons.
Have you smelt a fanny rag bin?
Oh,
that
that's
smell.
The smell. That,
it's like liver and onions on a summer's
sweet
day.
And the whole
day. Oh, the
then upstairs had the heating in it.
Oh!
So when you opened the door, it was
sizzle,
this,
a sizzle.
Honestly, I would run past it, open the door, because it would jam open and keep running
run in,
and give it 10 minutes
breath.
Later.
Oh,
it was terrible. That was the one thing
that
gets fucking hated.
There's a guy comes in the wee van and collects those fanny rag bins.
It's very different now. Back then, I had to do it all.
They feed it to pigs.
Oh, that's a meal, isn't it?
Can you get smoked bacon? Oh, that's the reason.
Dude, ladies and gentlemen, once again...
We never got to it.
We didn't get to our show that I put time and effort into.
For God's sake, it's like... It's like the Hitler Diaries.
Look at my writing.
Look,
it's really bad, isn't it?
It's got worse.
It's got worse.
I watch a thing on YouTube, and it's a knife doctor, and he goes to car boot sales and stuff, flea markets in America,
okay,
and gets knives and fixes them.
All right.
But people write to him and say, I love you, knife doctor. Ken, here's a knife and all this. The standard of writing in America is unbelievable.
Is it?
Unbelievable. Oh. No, terrible.
Oh,
yeah, it's
right,
just the
is
worst.
It bad?
Oh, it's bad. I don't know what the education system is.
Well, I'm going to write.
Brutal. Because who do people write now? Do kids write?
Well, that's a good point. Well, it's been a while since I was in America.
Yeah.
When I was there, there was some kids and they were at school and they'd come in with their homework and I saw it in what they were doing. Their schooling was fantastic.
Oh, was it?
It was fantastic.
I think it's a school-to-school, but yeah, it's luck of the draw.
And I was like, this is great. And there's the schooling, I found the level of education and the expectation of kids in America is way higher than it is in here.
Ooh.
I was quite impressed with it. They take it far more serious. You put kids to school and but there, they're really, it's very school-oriented.
We've seen Chris Shadowin's handwriting. And
God almighty. It's of a killer.
Yeah, it's
but once it's you've killed more than five people, the handwriting changes.
Well, he takes on the handwriting of the person, the last soul he's consumed. He's like a trill.
No, so I can't say...
A trill.
Maybe things have changed. There was a strange thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Kids would go to school and they were incredibly engaged and they'd learn and properly learn. There was a lot going on.
That's truly awful. Man.
Stop drinking it then.
No, I can't.
But as soon as they hit a certain age, it's like they reject education.
Cool. Well,
the whole thing
in America, it's like
they don't want
it wasn't
to know.
A cool. To be a nerd's got cool now.
Yeah.
The cool thing is American schools with the jocks,
mm-hmm.
captain of the football team. It's a bit naff now.
There was
the
cool, that because
the nerd
I went.
School.
It was poor people I was around, you know.
Yeah.
But when I went to this Barnes & Noble, and it was this huge one, it was great. And I come back with some books and a notebook. And,
yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful. Uh-huh. Got some books to read. And I had a lot of time on my hand when I was there.
Prison will do that plenty
and
of time.
And some people were saying to me, and they didn't use the word gay, but they didn't realise I was gay. And then look at all your books. Look at your books. And they were quite, it wasn't like a joke. They were quite aggressive.
It's like an anti-intellectualism. It's
disappointed.
Bizarre.
There was an anti-intellectualism. It was almost like they didn't trust it.
Right.
They didn't trust intellectuals. There was something to be suspicious of.
That's not good.
And this is, they come right out of the school system. And this is the people I was around.
Michael Gove said, I think we've all had enough of experts. Remember he said that?
I think it comes from statements like that, or people like that. And they just reject anything of education.
Because they're a bit thick.
The thing is, they were all really smart and they'd done well at school. But they got to a point when I'm done with it, and they just rejected it. Very strange.
I suppose
strange.
The thing is, maybe
it was culturally a very small cultural thing in the area I was in.
It's comfortable. You can get fed big portions in America. Mm-hmm. It's quite reasonably cheap to feed yourself, is it? Is it still
the food was the same price there as it was here as it was there. There wasn't a difference. Other things, like if you went and bought a TV or a camera, the prices were way cheaper.
Would you tip Chris Shadwins?
I would not. Oh, the tipping culture. It took a while to get used to.
He'd take more than the tip.
But he'd take the whole thing. Yeah. But tipping was weird. And then I found out that people got paid literally nothing and they lived on their tips.
Without a tip,
you're like, oh, God, I didn't realise that. So I just gave them loads of money.
It's awful.
I was like, fucking hell. Because when I went, my money was very good.
Yeah.
At that point, the pound was excellent and I made some cash, but I ended up just paying for everyone. Yeah, okay. It was terrible. Mm. But no, you should go to America. I think it would suit
you. I've seen the films. I don't need to. I don't need to.
I think you would, when you get there.
It's like, mate,
it's actually
I've watched David I never need to go to a penguin colony because I've seen it on BBC. I don't need to go to America.
I think you'd enjoy America.
I've seen Trading Places.
Oh, that's a good point.
I've seen it.
That's all you need to know.
If you could promise me Jamie Lee Curtis's tits, I would go. But she's now a bit old.
Oh, that's true. Americans listening to this won't like it. But. When you go there and you have an accent, it does work. Yeah. It does get you
They
places.
Don't know what an accent is, though. It could be
They
anything.
Didn't know where I was from, no. I just kept...
I'd like to take a...
Whatever
I'd
suited.
Like to spit off the Empire State Building. That'd be good.
I went just and it was shut for a bomb scare.
Oh, I bet you. Whoa, terrible.
I went in and someone had left a bag and I had to shut it. So I didn't get in.
What, Susan?
No. I was at the bottom. Because it was just down from... We were staying... just across from Penn Station.
Yeah.
And this, the cheapest like hotel in New York. Like it smelled sick.
I'd like to go to the Chrysler Building. I'd love to
I was
see
in
that.
It.
We were in. I'd like to see that.
You only get in the bottom.
Yeah, I'd love
it was
to,
beautiful.
Like to see that.
That was a big goal of mine to see the Chrysler. And went to the Empire State Building. And it's
the flat iron building as well.
What one's that?
That's a kind of red one. It's very like wedge shaped.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. No, there's loads
they're
of... I think that's empty.
That's iconic buildings.
Oh, they're iconic buildings.
Dundee,
not in Dundee.
No, they go the Caird Hall, iconic. No, it's not.
You know the weird thing about buildings, though?
You need to... An iconic building, all you need to see is the thingamajig, the silhouette. And you go, that's what that
You know
is.
What it is.
Nothing in Dundee. Silhouette, the Caird Hall, folks like that.
I waited to see... I'd never been to America. And I went, I'm going to New York. Ooh. That's where I'm starting off. And I couldn't wait to go. It's exciting. Seen all this. And I went, I want to see the Chrysler. I want to see the Empire State Building. I want to see all the tourist things. The
you want to get a big,
Statue of Liberty.
You want to eat a foot long in the street.
As I went in, I do that here. As I went in, the plane tilted. And it just tilted down onto the Chrysler.
Oh, wonderful.
And Empire State. And I saw them. I went, oh,
wonderful,
my God.
Wonderful.
Went back, tilted again. And it just,
did you
the
see
view
the photo,
was
did you see the photograph
Statue of Liberty.
Or the lightning bolt hitting the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, no. I'm
just, it's been kicking around just now. It's this giant lightning bolt just hitting our outstretched hand.
Warning. So when you get into New York, you see all these buildings. And you have to remember, it's not just those buildings. Everything's really big. It's quite impressive, right? So you'll see, and it's the person I was with, they said it's people describe it as the most familiar place you've never been.
Yeah,
it's true.
Because
you think everyone's a film set. It's not. They just put a camera out. It's cool.
Yellow cabs.
You see it all.
Yeah.
And there's a cop on a horse. As soon as I come out of Grand Central in the train, there's a cop on a horse. It's just...
Soft power, man.
Just a film.
It's soft power.
Right? So I enjoyed it all. I went to the Diamond District where... thing it was filmed.
You know these guys go down and sweep the streets.
Yeah. So I was very lucky where I had someone who knew it well and got showed me everywhere and I went all around. The second time I went, right, I didn't even look out the window at landing.
Oh.
And it's not because, buildings don't have the same grab.
No, okay.
As seeing a sunset, because you'll always watch it, or you'll always look at mountains. You'll always.
It's like.
But when you see buildings the second time, I went, and a guy from Glasgow was trying to look. I went, mate, swap seats so you could see.
Oh,
I've got no interest.
It's like firework displays. You see one firework display, you never need to see another one.
And people are filming them. You'll never watch that
film.
You'll
never watch that
film. You don't care.
It's like putting, God, nobody reads newspapers anymore, but you remember you'd set a newspaper aside, I'll read that article tomorrow. No, you won't.
You don't. So
people are going to museums.
Buildings have
and take pictures of the information panels next to pictures.
You're not reading it.
They'll never be read.
You're not reading it. So this was like New York. It was this big moment that I got to see it.
Photography's best to capture people. In a moment in time.
I remember I always wanted to see the Mediterranean. Uh-huh. And one day I got there and I always said, I'm going to get there and dive in. And I did.
You did.
And I swam. Uh-huh. And it was great. And then every time you'd say I'd be in Spain or I'd go down Costa del Sol way and that. And you look at the Mediterranean, you just look at it and wonder. And it was beautiful and glistening.
But
when you saw buildings again, you went, whatever.
Okay.
You run out of, it doesn't have the same power.
Okay.
I just thought I'd say that. But I like New York. Uh-huh. New York was nice.
Yeah, New York.
People said, oh, everyone in New York's rude. I'm from Dundee. Yeah, I thought they were delightful.
You thought that
someone told me, get the fuck out of the way. And I went, no worries, dude. I understood the language. I was happy.
Yeah.
I felt at home.
Yeah.
Okay. And I started screaming at people and all got on.
Wonderful.
It was great. It was great.
Be tossed off a horse.
I was invited for this thing and it was the anniversary of the 9/11 and it was at this memorial. And I went along, and then we went for a walk, and we went to these tourist shops.
Oh, God, they're selling the toot.
And in the tourist shop,
9/11 snow globe.
Yeah, well, it wasn't a snow globe, but there was a little glass block. And you know when they use the lasers to make the shapes on the inside?
Oh, I know them.
And it was the Twin Towers with a plane flying towards
Holy
it.
Holy shit.
I almost bought it. On the anniversary, it was so weird.
I love humanity.
Although you could get I Love New York t-shirts, 10 of them for $10 at the time. So I came back, not because I liked the I Love New York t-shirt. It's just they were cheap t-shirts.
Expensive place to live, though, get a place.
Yeah, very expensive there, but...
I listen to a podcast, I think it something, doesn't matter. But it was Chambre de Bon. But it's these tiny little bedsit, like smaller than a bedsit apartments in Paris.
Oh, God.
And it's just like a bed... A shiter, and just tiny.
Just awful.
But it's like young
you
people.
You shit at your pillow.
Like young people love it. You can get your baguette. It's like part of the kind of Parisian.
Oh, I couldn't live like that.
No, neither could I.
I couldn't live like
because
that.
Because I think tiny spaces, it just melts your head.
Every time I worked in Paris, I had a hotel. So I lived very well.
Yeah.
It was a very easy time there.
I love Paris.
Paris is great.
Paris is really nice. They're rude. They're a level of rudeness beyond belief.
I just didn't feel
but
there was any interaction when I was there with anyone.
They ignore you so insignificant.
So I felt fine.
Yeah, I like them. Good-looking women in Paris.
It was okay.
Food's lovely.
It's a good place.
Big. Vast.
Yeah, I had a McDonald's all the time.
Yeah, but vast.
I was just like... But on my time
off...
A
wee croque monsieur.
I would do all the tourist stuff. So I did proper tourist
Eiffel
stuff.
Tower.
I was able to do that. I went up the Eiffel Tower.
Was not a woman that was frigging herself in Eiffel Tower.
She married the Eiffel Tower and then she went up and in front of people and children shagged
it. She ground her fucking snatch.
And I went, get the fuck out of here, you weirdo.
The rust too.
That's the problem. Everyone, you've got to go, I know your mental illness and stuff and feel it. But after doing that, hit them.
I don't
throw
mind
them out.
What people do. But I do not like being... involved in someone's sexual interest.
I don't want... She shouldn't have been doing that.
Yeah, can mean, I just don't...
She just couldn't stop herself.
Don't make me part of your fucking weird nut. I don't care. Do whatever you want, but don't...
On another programme.
Yeah.
She went with another woman in
Germany. Was she not fucking like a church pew?
Well, what happened in
the
scene?
There was a roller coaster she was grinding on as well.
Well, there was a woman who fell in love with this fairground ride.
Yeah.
So she lay under it and took its grease and rubbed it all over her face.
We've all been there.
We do it. But while she was doing that, the woman who married the Eiffel Tower, she's looking around, she sees this little white picket fence.
I saw it.
And she gets right on it. And the cameraman's, I could see them going, what do we do? She's under a fairground ride fucking that. She's
That's
fucking
really
a fence.
Deranged.
And they're like...
Really deranged.
This started.
It's the guys who are fucking the cars are the best documentary.
The other guy that fucked the car.
He was repugnant.
Well, he
went and fucked the other guy's car.
Well, the younger guy Have you seen the follow-up documentary?
Has he got off it? Is he?
No. What happened? Oh. It was a tragedy. He put his car in to get repaired and the lift collapsed and smashed it. So now he's duvet cover and he's pillow cover and he's got posters of the car everywhere. So... But because he was freed from this relationship, he now has a harem of like 12 cars and a jet ski. And the jet ski's a bit of a fucking slag. I could see it. I could see it.
That's so bizarre.
But he's on the jet ski fucking sweating. And but his old car, he still looks back. He's still married in his head to the old
it's
car.
It's like the guy, and he thought he was a bit of a catch, but he fucked one of those real sex dolls.
Oh.
And he used to go paragliding. He'd leave it in the car.
That was the incel.
He thought it was a body on the car.
Well, he had, it wasn't paraglider, it was like a micro light he had at his house, and he goes, I can fly, I'm like Superman, but women don't see it, so I fuck a plastic mannequin. And he was the one going, you have to clean it out. And
have you seen the thing? It's just like this, and it's just a fanny.
Yeah. What's wrong with people? How do you look at that and go,
how do you act with that and then not look at yourself in the mirror, just go, oh my God.
I remember
my life's
once,
taking a wrong turn.
I was doing the sexy time and there was a mirror and I said, I have to stop.
Please.
And I went, why? I went, I'm fucking
it's like a
vomit.
Vampire. Just threw you, yeah, smashed
I
it. Just,
I saw myself.
Like Peter Cushing.
Full pelt. And I went, oh no, that's in my head
now. If you
now.
Get a chance, look up homemade sex toys in prison.
Oh, I've seen it.
And
I've
the thing
it.
They do with a hot water bottle, it's ingenious. But for the love of Christ.
Have you seen the guy? That's all the women that he built, and they've all got names and everything. He's made them out of like barbed wire, and oh, you have to see it. It's terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, we went on too long.
We went on far, far too long.
Because we got all excited talking about homemade sex toys. Join us on Patreon.
It's an
artisan,
it's
this.
A craft. I wonder when
craft.
The first.
Can I ask you why you have a human cage in the corner now?
It's not a human cage.
What is it?
I don't know. I found it in the corridor. Well, it's.
Why did you bring it in here?
Well, because it was taking up too much space. I thought we could light it with LEDs.
Describe to the listeners what I just picked up.
Is that a sex stegosaurus?
It's a sex... Oh, I put my hand on it. It's a sex sort of triceratops.
Triceratops, a triceratops. Is it got a vaginal? No.
No, you're
I can add one for you.
You can add...
Look at its face.
It's lovely, but you have weird things.
Yeah, I've just tried to brighten the place.
Where did it come from?
I don't know. I found it in a skip. I thought when somebody visits, they could sit in it.
Until next time, laters.
Ta-da, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.